Oh my God. I forgot that happened.
It happens.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to wrong show. Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, July 14th. I had to look at the notes for the date because I don't know what day it is.
You thought it was so easy. You thought it was going to be so easy to host Games Daily. I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah. This is weird, dude. So Greg, I walk in and he's just like, hey, Stella, you want to host this? Okay, great. Thanks. And I'm like,
it was a test because I've been promoting it all week as you hosting it, but clearly you've never made it to the end of the show. Your name's in the front every time, Stella and Greg, Stella and Greg.
I don't think so.
Go watch them. Go watch the other ones.
I did appreciate you doing that for me at Dice. That was very nice. Yeah.
That's why we're the best partners. best partners in the business.
Belinda was like, oh, you were billed first. And I was like, yeah, thank you, Greg Miller. Anyways, this is my co-host today, Greg Miller. You might have seen this guy around on things like WWE and, you know, I guess YouTube.
Small shows. I've been kicked around there quite a bit. But you, well, let's talk about Stella Chung, ladies and gentlemen, and the moment this woman is having, all right? Every time I open TikTok, Instagram, or Twitter, it's you and Tom Cruise, or you talking to someone about Tom Cruise. Okay. That is fucking awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was really weird, because, like, I grew up watching his movies, right? And
yeah, I love the one where you tell this story about how much your mom loves Tom Cruise and he's like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, because my mom is, I told him, I was like, my mom is the most Korean woman on this planet. She only watches Korean dramas.
Yeah.
But like, as soon as I mentioned, oh, I'm going to talk to Tom Cruise, she was like, oh, please tell him I watched all the Top Guns and all of the Mission Impossibles. I was like, since when?
What have you been doing since I moved out?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, okay. But yeah, it was great. And yeah, definitely weirdest like high moment of my career.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how we got here, but we are. So
yeah. What was that like when they came to you? Because I assume what IGN just showed up and like, hey, do you want to go to Rome and interview Tom Cruise?
So here's the funny story. No one else wanted to go because it was like right after Summer of Gaming.
Yeah.
Everyone was exhausted.
Yeah.
So I literally went and I was like, oh, this is great. This is fantastic. Yeah, no, I'm down. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you were talking about it before we went on the show, but I've obviously follow you on the social medias. You've had a crazy schedule this past month.
Yeah, so June was like, what, 30 days? I spent 20 days not at home.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've been very tired. So, if I seem scrambled on the show, that's why. This is my first week off in, like, forever. So, obviously, I'm not, like...
That also cracked me up, yeah, when you emailed me the other day or DM me or whatever. You're just like, hey, I got a next week off. Can I come be on Games Daily? I'm like, you want to work on your week off? What are you talking about?
Listen, it's not work when you love what you do, and I love bullying you. So, it's not work.
I'm like, I get to bully you. Let's see if you think you can host the show. You think you can host the show?
It's my birthday month, so you can't be mean to me.
When's your birthday?
July 30th.
I didn't know that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But anyways, so I'm back to bullying Greg. Well, all right. We've talked way too much about Tom Cruise and my birthday, but I mean...
Not enough about your birthday.
Honestly, and not enough about my birthday. But let's talk about today's top stories.
Let's do it.
So we're going to be talking about The Last of Us 2 possibly being remastered for PS5. What? Really? All right. An Assassin's Creed suit that lets you feel the game. Because you've always wanted to feel yourself getting stabbed by an assassin, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, there's going to be a lot more, so you better stick around for that.
So easy. You think it's so easy. Look at you.
I never said it was easy.
You thought it was easy.
All right. Well, this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every week, look at this guy being lazy at 10 a.m. live right here on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames and Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames, which is actually where I watch it a lot because YouTube chat is horrible to try and read. It is just the worst UI ever.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Also, where are my cute emotes?
We have emotes on YouTube now.
No, it's not easily accessible to me.
Fair enough.
And I'm used to one way.
Hey, I'm king of it works for me. I like how this is. I like this thing over here that I've been using. It works for me.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to learn a new platform.
No. Fair enough.
So if you are watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong, mostly him at kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kind of Funny Games Daily. And this is weird because I'm not actually with y'all, but remember, you can use the Epic creator code Kind of Funny on all Epic store.
When you're host, you're with us, all right? Do you have a creator code?
I don't.
Well, there you go. No one cares.
I just like, it's a little weird if you have a creator code. And I'm like, all right, I guess.
All right. Well, from now on, during your Tom Cruise interviews, you work in the creator code Kind of Funny. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, if you ever find yourself playing Fortnite.
Yo, when you're buying V-Bucks, what creator code are you using? You know, Kind of Funny's got one.
Yeah. So, Tom, this is for you. Use the code Kind of Funny for all of your Epic Games needs and Epic in-game purchases like Rocket League and Fortnite. And that will all help support this channel, which I am a part of today. So. Yeah, so that means I'm getting a cut of everything today, right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, awesome, great. So to be a part of the show, head to kindoffunny.com/KFGD to write in with your questions, squat ups, and more. And remember, patreon.com/kindoffunny will get you the show ad-free plus a bevy of bonus content. Can you give them a sneak peek of the bonus content?
Sure, I have it on here in housekeeping, of course, but ladies and gentlemen, a Gregway is going up today, and it is going to be titled, Is Greg About to Poop His Pants? Because I had a white knuckle car ride to work today. You know what I mean? Where I was just like, wait a second, I don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, you know, a lot of things can, what do you want to do? Do you want to panic? And I said, no, I want to record it. So I turned on the camera and I will talk you through what's going on in my body. That will be up once Cool Greg is ready to do it and I get it over to him and yada, yada, yada. But that'll be on patreon.com/kindoffunny today.
Okay, actually, you know what? In the post show today, I definitely want to talk about my white knuckle car ride, and it was actually back from DICE.
I want to hear about it now. On the plane or what?
No. So, is this weird? Can I talk about this here? Is it fine?
Stella, you can talk about anything you want. I'm kind of funny.
So it was. You know how they gave us they got us car service from the hotel to. Yeah. So obviously the night before, we had pizza. Sure. Everyone's drinking.
We partied.
Yeah, we partied.
Yeah.
Oh God, don't close up on me on this story.
Slow zoom. Start the dramatic music and a slow zoom.
And it was just so funny because the next morning I was like, oh, I feel good. It's fine. We'll just go to the.
Sure.
We'll just go to the airport. I had coffee and that was a problem. That was a mistake.
You're one of those.
Number one. Yeah. I got into the car and I was like, oh no. You know when that feeling just hits you and you just start getting sweaty and you're like, oh my God.
All the blood goes to your bowels.
And you're just like, oh no. Yeah, so I'm just literally pinching myself. I'm like, oh my God, focus on anything else. And then I start looking outside and I'm like, I might need to ask this very kind driver to stop by this grass because the stores kept popping by, right? They kept leaving. And I was there's nothing out here except for grass.
What's crazy too is if you don't know, audience, it is such a short trip from a hotel to the Las Vegas airport.
Yeah.
So that lets you know how horrible this was. That you're like, I can't be more. You can't, by the time this happens, you can't be more than 5 minutes away from the airport. You're like, I don't know.
It felt like an eternity.
Yeah.
And this guy was the nicest person ever, right? And he was talking about how he had this one bad experience with someone else. And I was like,
what time this person pooped in my car? Can you believe it?
I was like, I'm about to be that next person.
I'm going to give you a story of a lifetime.
Oh my God. But I made it. And then just by the time we got to the airport, I was sweat. I was just,
sure.
I was like, great, sure. Great, awesome. So don't party and then drink coffee before you're.
See, the coffee's never been the thing to do it to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's not
great. What does it for you?
If I get a chill.
Yeah. If he gets a cold breeze on the back of his neck, like when you walk into a supermarket and the air blows on you.
Yeah.
The produce.
Yeah. I mean, how chilly it is in the produce section.
That's what does it?
Sometimes, yeah. Like a summertime as a kid, that's that'll get you. That'll get you having to beg somebody for a bathroom in the grocery store. Yeah. And I do I talk about having a chill in the Greg way? You'll find out when it's up on patreon.com/kindoffunny today.
That was perfect. Yeah, let's get back to housekeeping and not horror stories about being in a...
The poops.
Yeah. So PS I Love You is live and talking about if Baldur's Gate 3 can be PS5 Starfield, which you guys already talked about how you can have sex with druids and bear form.
Oh, it's a big topic for me and Janet when we go through this, running awesome. People through why Baldur's Gate's trying to step up and, be the savior PlayStation 5 needs.
Yes, I love it.
You can fuck a bear.
Oh, today the founders of Kind of Funny can go head-to-head to see who can get the highest in, only up. That is horrible. Join us for another fun-filled super stream where Greg, Tim, and Nick will race against each other in only up and then see who can bag the most dinos in Exoprimal. You can tune in to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Do you have any hype for Exoprimal? Is that something that's stood out to you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, I don't think it's something to be ashamed of. We've done the reacts and all the stuff, and so I've seen a lot of Exoprimal, and I'm like, I don't know. And, then when it dropped, and, Khalif was like, oh, man, people shouldn't sleep on this. I'm looking forward to a fun stream with it, but I'm interested if I'm going to go home and be like, I need to play that again, or if it's kind of like Rainbow Six Extraction, right, where it's I played that for a bit. I played that on a stream and had fun, but never went back to it.
I only played it for a sponsored bit, and then I was like, I'm done with this. Sure. I'm never touching this again. Yeah, Exoprimal looks like it could be fun, but I'm not a big fan of the way the UI looks. And, getting the immediate number feedback, of 300, 300, 300, and, seeing just doing chunks.
Yeah.
That's not it for me. But
we'll see today on Twitch.
But Right now, I want to thank you to our Patreon producer, Delaney Twining.
Did nailed
I
say it right? Nailed it. Crushed it.
Awesome. Fuck yeah. All right. Today, we are brought to you by Bird Dogs, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have six stories today.
A baker's dozen.
I love that.
Oh, Kevin's man. The best.
It's amazing. So, The Last of Us 2 remaster leaked and via IGN. I don't know that site. I don't think I've ever
This week it. You don't know IGN at all. You've forgotten about your employer, not even worried about it.
Yeah, I don't know that. But anyways, The Last of Us Part 2 may be getting a new enhanced release according to series composer Gustavo how do I say that last
Hold
name?
On, I did a check. Santolalla. Santolalla.
Santolalla.
Here spelled phonetically. Santa Olaya.
Oh, Santa Olaya. Okay, cool. I love that name. During an interview with Blender, Santa Olaya teased his cameo appearance in The Last of Us Part 2 will be expanded upon in new editions of the game. In the new editions, you can make me play certain themes, and, well, I can't tell you anything else, he said.
You shouldn't have said that part, Gustavo. That was too much to say. You shouldn't have said that part.
I love when they say all those things, and you're just like, oh, I technically shouldn't tell you this, and you're like, no, just tell me.
It's too late. It's you've come this far. Now. Yeah.
So he originally appeared in game as Gustavo, a survivor of the cordyceps infection outbreak who resides in Jackson. This small cameo in which he plays the banjo seems to be getting expanded in the supposed new versions of the game with Santa Olaya.
Santa?
Santa?
O?
O?
Laya.
Laya.
Santa O? Laya.
Santa Olaya. Okay. Hinting that players will be able to make Gustavo play songs from the game's soundtrack. Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this is far from an official announcement, however, as it's the first we've heard of any new editions of The Last of Us Part 2. It's perhaps likely the popular sequel be heading to PC like its predecessor, though the game so far only exists on PlayStation 4. So a PS5 version could be in the works as well. I don't know, do we need a Last of Us Part 2 remastered?
Well, do we need anything is the question. No. Does PlayStation need a very simple thing that when people go to the store in Walmart to buy a PlayStation 5 because they liked HBO and they see Last of Us there with the PlayStation 5 logo on it, remastered, okay. And then they go, oh, there's a sequel too? Yeah, well, it's a PlayStation 4 game. I have a PlayStation 5. No, I'm a Walmart associate now explaining backwards compatibility. Blah, blah, blah. Wow, but it's not this good because it's not the 5. And like, they want it all to look beautiful on the wall. They want you to walk in and be able to say, oh, there's Last of Us, there's Last of Us Part 2 with the blue and white boxes everybody knows and loves or whatever.
Yeah, but remastered, though? It looks gorgeous already.
It does look gorgeous, so it does beg the question then of what, and of course, like, I'm tossing in the remastered part there, right?
Yeah.
Like, I put your headline down there. And of course, an enhanced release is what IGN's calling as well, even though we've never heard of this website.
No, never.
Yeah, I imagine there will be bells and whistles to it of what they did of make it even sharper, make it even better. Like, it did, obviously, look beautiful and run great, and Last of Us Part 2 is a stunning achievement. So even tweaking it just a little bit more would be there. What is interesting is if Gustavo's on the money here, that's an interesting addition, right? Of like, okay, cool. Well, now you can make him play songs, which, of course, sounds like the smallest addition of all time and all, yada, yada, yada. But I think it shows that, again, the game's so good already that you're adding in this little bit. What is the rest of, you know, the icing on the cake kind of thing? What else have they added to the game to do that? Are they adding in, like, any other, like, are we going to have, like, weird reskins where you can play through as Abby, you know, in your second playthrough or put on something like that, outfits in general for Ellie and all these different things that we're able to do and pull from and whatever. Like, you know, I think this is all building to eventually having the Last of Us Complete Collection, right? Where it's like, here's just games in one box that you can buy when you're excited for it. But
yeah, because I was going to say, they just did Part 1 remastered.
Yeah.
And if they remaster Part 2, are they going to come back with a different remaster because they remastered Part 1 to make it match Part 2? But if Part 2 is getting remastered, you know, it's like an episode.
I hear you. It's just, it never stops. Always dominoing up. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think it makes sense. It's something we talked about, you know, when Last of Us Part 1 dropped, right? It was a big thing. Like, why are they doing this again? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then we all saw the sales. And we all saw the success of Last of Us on HBO. And you go, of course.
I mean, it looks great. Sense. Yeah. And you bring up a good point about, like, well, if they're adding in little additions like this where you can make him play different songs, obviously they're taking some special care and attention to add in more content to The Last of Us Part 2. But I don't know, man. For me, Last of Us Part 2 was just a little bit long. I really loved the game. I thought it was great. But I think it got a little bit long. Like, and I don't know, I'm not trying to spoil, but when you get to a certain point, in a certain city in California, I'm just like, all right, this is what
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I think that there were several times where it felt like that game was about to end and then it didn't. And it was like, okay, it's a gamble every time that happens. Right. Because you're playing with my emotions and I thought we're building and I thought this, you know, I mean like, there's a farm section at one point where I was like, oh man, this is going to be horrible, horrible. Oh, it's not horrible. All right. Like Last of Us Part Two is an amazing game. I would be excited to replay it with a new trophy list.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're like really into trophies.
I do like trophies a lot.
Actually, this is a weird turn, but like someone was mentioning this mayo game.
My name is Mayo. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because it was like really easy to get.
Yeah, you just tap on a jar of mayo. You just hit X over and over again. Tap, 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 tap. Sometimes you got to put it in different like outfits, the little jar of mayo.
What?
Yeah, you put on little costumes on the mayo and stuff, and you tap, 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 tap.
So is that what it's like trusting yourself every day?
I do have quite the mayonnaise body. I have a body built by mayo, if that's what you mean. Yes, Stella. But we can't all be like you, just lifting buildings and cars, all right? Somebody's got to be supporting the fast food economy, and it's me.
Listen, and somebody has to be lifting the car up to save your wife and your child, all right?
I appreciate that, I think about that often. We'll have to call you. Stella, the car's rolled over on Jen and Ben. We're on the 101. I'll wait for you. Please come on over and do this. It's interesting for part two because, again, I think it makes sense to have everything collected there. I also think it makes sense to try to have that ready for HBO season two, ready to go. But of course, we are in the middle now of the actors and writers strike. So you now wonder when we'll actually see the second season of HBO's Last of Us.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting, too, because, I mean, we saw so many of the actors getting put in the HBO show, getting put up for Emmy nominations.
They crushed it.
Yeah, so, like,
right
you know,
Succession.
On so many clips, like, they're comparing, like, the in-game scenes versus story, like, the actual show stuff, and it's really cool. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to wait this long for season two, so let's just go ahead and play. And it totally does make sense to put this on the PS5 and have it look a little bit nicer for those new players and stuff. So.
And again, just the ease of use. Like for us, you know, we're so into it, we're so into gaming, it makes sense that, okay, I can play any PlayStation 4 game on this. But for so many other people, especially if you're trying to entice them in, you are getting people now and you're trying to have that, you know, basically Hogwarts Legacy moment that we saw take over when that game launched, right? Where it was all the TikToks and all the Twitter of, oh man, here's my, you know, boyfriend who's never cared about video games coming out of the PS5 in his hands. Oh, my girlfriend's using my PS5 for the first time ever to go play. Like that did happen with Last of Us 2, where a lot of people were motivated to go get that. So you want this timed out, you want this ready for people out there. And yeah, maybe it is, all right, I'm sick of waiting and I want to jump, or maybe it is they see the story of Ellie progress and go for there and go, you know what? I'm gonna go buy this game. But if this game's not ready, I guess I gotta get a golf game.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Speaking of like casual people coming into the video games being like, oh, I want to play this. I didn't realize it was a video game. You know, a lot of people might be off put by seeing like a PS4 game, right? Yeah. Being like, wait, what does this mean? Can I still play it?
You know, 100%. Like I think that's the big reason behind it. You want everything in that white box with the PS5 logo on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then do you think we'll be getting like a special PS5 version with like Ellie themed decals or anything on it?
You mean a special PS5?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. PlayStation hasn't done that, right? You look at Nintendo, and they're like, Joy-Cons, Joy-Cons, we're throwing Joy-Cons. You've already, how many goddamn units have we made? Now there's an Animal Crossing one. Now there's a Zelda one. There's another Zelda one. Like, PlayStation, meanwhile, is like, it's blue if you want a faceplate, I guess. We made this King James shit if you want that, too. But, like, yeah, like, meh. I think we did a God of War one, maybe. I don't even remember, like.
I forget, are the actual, no, it was the controller, I think. I don't remember, but are the actual folders or like the covers, are those official PlayStation?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of non-official ones. There was a whole website that got shut down as soon as the PlayStation started where they're like, no, you can't do that. Now they sell them, but like they have not gone full tilt with it.
Okay,
like,
that there's sucks.
100%. One of the things that, you know, I compliment Xbox so much on is that Xbox, in a lot of ways, and I mean the overall brand, Phil Spencer, everybody else, feels like it is run by people who are gamers and want the best for gamers.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is the Xbox Design Lab for your controller. What an awesome idea. Yes, please. This is so stupid, but fun. And putting it's all, and like the fact that PlayStation hasn't copied that, I'm not insulting the developers and saying they're not gamers, but I feel like PlayStation feels like a corporation. Not a soulless one. It is one that like supports these different things. They put Herman out front. They put Jim Ryan out to talk about his cats. Like, there are human beings working there, but I do feel like PlayStation is very much like, they look at everything on a spreadsheet and they're like, well, that doesn't yield the right results. If we were to make a PlayStation controller design lab, that wouldn't yield enough to make this worthwhile, which I get as a business, but it's one of the reasons I appreciate Xbox being like, yo, make a wacky ass controller, do whatever you want with it. Let's go.
Yeah. If you're not going to make a product that is limited, like let people customize their stuff. I was very disappointed to see the PlayStation Pro controller that,
Yeah.
And it has like lower battery life too. So I was like,
well, it comes with that nice USB-C cable. That's what they want you to think. And if you're using it, you're trying to be the super low latency player, so you'd plug it in anyway. This is a perfect. Don't get me wrong. I mine sits there, and once in a great while, I'll use it. But yeah. Tim uses his all the time. But I go down and I'm like, do I want all black, the pink, or the blue today? Like which one? That's what I like to do, and I go through and pick them that way.
Okay. Yeah. I did actually do the Xbox Lab design.
I've done it several times, and I haven't used my Xbox that much.
Did you buy them several times?
The first one I bought, and then I got a code from Xbox at some show.
Okay.
And then I think when I made the one about Cock Can't Cook to join Paris, I think I got a code for that too.
Okay.
But I have bought them before, yes. And then we made a kid one for Kind of Funny Ones.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
We're kind of the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind
of. Andy designed it. I mean, I just paid for it, but whatever.
he's one of the best parts.
Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Going to be in at like 1:30 today, but sure, whatever. He's great.
It's fine. That's why I'm here.
Sure.
Yeah. So speaking of Xbox, we're going to move on to our second story. Xbox thinks Game Pass can help offset tens of millions in lost Starfield and Indiana Jones sales. And this is from Taylor Lyles. I love her.
We love Taylor.
She's one of the news people at IGN, and she's awesome. So
your VR tech wizard. Always, you know, whenever something pops with PlayStation VR, Taylor's in my DMs talking to me about it.
Oh, yeah. If you ever need anything settled, like tech-wise, just ask her, and she has all of the tips. It's amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. So a new court document in its ongoing battle with the FTC reveals how Microsoft believed it could use Xbox Game Pass and console sales to help offset the losses it would incur from making Starfield and Indiana Jones console exclusives. So in this document focused on the FTC's final findings of fact, the FTC cites Microsoft Gaming Chief Financial Officer Tim Stewart's testimony stating that Microsoft had forecasted more than 10 million sales on PlayStation for both Starfield and Indiana Jones before it decided to make both games exclusive to Xbox. So the docs does say specifically, Microsoft Gaming CFO Tim Stewart testified that when Microsoft evaluated exclusivity of ZeniMax games in December 2020, despite having more than 10 million units forecasted for both Starfield and Indiana Jones on PlayStation, Microsoft believed it could offset losses incurred from making ZeniMax games exclusive through upside to Game Pass and increased console sales. Stewart, Microsoft, that's a lot of numbers.
HR apostrophe GTR period 965 colon.
Mr. Stewart testified that Microsoft needed fewer dollars in the short term to make up for the financial impact of exclusivity of ZeniMax games on Microsoft.
10 million is a lot to make up for with Xbox Game Pass.
That is a lot. Yeah.
And I know, of course, this is Xbox thinking the long game, which I appreciate, which I hope pans out, and I think it will in the long run. But it is. That's a pucker your butthole moment where you're like, well, let's say goodbye to 10 million sales right now on this thing while we're in charge. Because keep in mind, that's what it always comes down to, right? Like, ask Don Matrick. Like, it can change in a pretty quick instant there, right? Of like who's in charge and what the plan is. So to sit there and be like, we're going to take this beating and we're going to build up the subscription base because the subscription's worth far more in Microsoft's eyes than one sale of a game on another platform. It's a ballsy move.
I mean, they've been pushing it a lot, which, I mean, it does make sense, especially for, like, I use it and it's great because I don't honestly play a whole lot of games on consoles anymore. So it's just great because I can play it on PC or I can switch over to console. I knew this was happening. I knew this was coming.
God, Stella, I respected you.
No, you know you did.
I did it. I hate you.
it's a great deal. And I mean, we totally expected it to go up in price, right?
Which
did recently. Yeah. So it makes sense. And of course, with this, 10 million? I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if that $1 price up and like $5 more is really going to make up for it, but
we'll see. Again, like, as you figure, the hard math on that is to try to think about it not in the short term of, okay, we're upping it right now and will it make it for a month, right? It's more the investment of 10 million sales for this one game that then stop versus however many subscriptions you can sell or bring people over to Xbox Game Pass and then keep them, right? Because then it's like not $1 anymore or $5 increase. It's $20 or whatever every month for hopefully perpetuity until people forget about it, do it, change whatever's up.
Yeah. Do you have Game Pass?
Of course.
Okay. Have you ever bought a game off of Game Pass, like, you know, with the discount and everything?
No. The big problem, I think, for me with Game Pass and just who we are in the industry, right, is that when something pops on Game Pass, it's I've already played it or I get a code for it or okay. something. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like Game Pass and even PlayStation Plus are very much in the same boat for me where I have them. I love the utility of them. Yeah. I love the idea for a consumer. But for us, so many different things we get the code for, so I'm already playing it or doing whatever.
Okay, so you were the wrong person to ask.
Sorry.
All right, yeah. So, chat, I'm actually curious. If you have Game Pass, how many of you have actually bought one of the games that you have on Game Pass for the discounted price that they offer you? Because I have not. And I'm okay. kind of in the same boat as you, but also, like, I play Grounded a lot. I didn't get a code for that. But it's Grounded. Been on Game Pass forever, so I've just never felt the need to
well,
buy it.
Well, that's first party, right? That's always going to be there. Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, I don't feel like have I need to buy it.
I'm going to tweet for you, too. Have you ever bought a Game
I see a lot of nevers, game. Zero titles. They offer a discounted price. They do. That's part of the thing. Because not all the games stay on Game Pass forever, right? So they do offer a discount. So, DLC discounts as well, like Forza Horizon's Barbie DLC now, which I'm very excited for. Everything pink. I'm so excited. I see a lot of no's on chat. Okay.
I'm going to toss this up for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Did I get the question? I want to make sure the phrasing is how you like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Have you ever bought a Game Pass game off of Game Pass for the discount?
God damn it.
It sounds like a riddle, but I want to make sure I'm getting...
Are you the troll under the Game Pass bridge?
I think we got it. Have you ever bought a Game Pass game off of Game Pass for the discount?
Or DLC.
Okay. Game Pass game.
Because it's still a purchase that you get discounted.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, that was the thing. I think DLCs helped me before on both Xbox and PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, it pops or whatever, and it's easier to hit the thing.
But that's still not enough. 10 million, dude.
But again, outward, right? Like, again, it's a gamble. It is. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought... Oh, Tamar Hussein just slacked me to say I have. So he's one vote yes. I don't know why I didn't wait for the poll. Why Tam thought he had to slack me. Have you ever bought a Game Pass game or DLC off of Game Pass for the
discount? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Nailed it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is the most unhinged show. Like I said, I've had a week off. Like, I have
You're
talked to no one except for.
It.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
This is fun, don't worry.
I've talked to no one except for my boyfriend and my cat.
How's he doing?
You know, he's great.
Yeah.
Wait, which one, the cat or my boyfriend?
Yeah, I thought the They're boyfriend more. Yeah. Okay.
One of them's hungry all the time.
Which one? That could go either way. Right? I'm not sure.
But yeah, no, I'm very interested to hear about that because, the one game that I play. A ton of. Also, it's
What's the one game you play a ton of?
Grounded.
So you still play a lot of Grounded?
I love it. It's so good. Yeah. If you ever want to pop in, I got a whole base and everything going.
Come to Diablo.
Yeah, dude. Oh my God. I was so disappointed. I was waiting for season one to play it, but I didn't realize you needed a fully leveled character to play season one.
Yeah.
All right, great. So yeah, I'll have to power level through that. But
no problem. Yeah. I know a guy and a girl. We'll help you.
Is it?
Me and Jen. We play all the time.
Oh, really?
You can join up with us. We'll go.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So down. I don't know.
Currently, yeah, we can move on. We can check back with the results
was,
right
yeah,
now.
Because I was like,
48% are voting no, 41% yes, 10% show me the results.
That's actually pretty even.
Yeah.
Yeah, fairly even for what I was considering. But okay, cool. I personally have not bought any DLC or anything off of Game Pass, but yeah.
Jordan Michael Lemo says, "Wait, you can do that? Kidding, kidding. But no, I don't see myself ever doing that." Meanwhile, Jenna May says, "Once when we were about, it sounds like a sailor telling a story.
Yeah.
Once when they were about to take Like a Dragon off of Game Pass, I was halfway through it and I got it on discount before it was taken off. There you go.
And that's a good way to do it, though.
Yeah, 100%.
No, that's great. Okay.
No, a lot of people are. Alex says I bought Naraka, Forza, and Monster Hunter Rise off of Game Pass.
Okay.
Matt says Chained Echoes Baby.
What?
This game.
Chained. Echoes Baby?
He's saying Chained Echoes, comma, baby.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, this is a new game I haven't heard of.
Okay,
Chained Echoes
right,
Baby.
Yeah.
Where are they chaining up these babies?
Oh, my God. Anyway, speaking of a very real game. After two and a half years, Cyberpunk 2077 Steam reviews are now very positive.
Hey!
Interesting. All right. Yeah. Actually, I got to interview the game director, and he was very... He was so cool. He was so into... It's so great to see how passionate devs are about their games.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm so glad that Cyberpunk 2077 is in a good place now.
Sure, of course.
It's generally really fun.
Yeah.
The world is so cool. It just needed a little bit of help at the beginning.
Yeah. CD Projekt in general, they're all cool.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone you talk to, they're awesome. And they got a style and they're doing stuff.
Anyways, over 2.5 years since its disastrous launch, Cyberpunk 2077's Steam user review rating has been upgraded to very positive. At the time of writing, 80% of the 546,000 user reviews for the game are positive, according to Valve. CD Projekt Red's global community director, Marcin Momot?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah. Highlighted the game's upgraded review status in a Twitter post thanking players for the positive feedback. Quote, Cyberpunk 2077 Steam reviews are now sitting at very positive with 80% of all scores being favorable, he wrote. Thank you all for acknowledging all the hard work the team has put in over the years since the release. Actually, so when I interviewed them, I got to talk to them about the new DLC, Phantom Liberty.
Of course.
Oh my God.
September, can't wait.
So cool. You can actually get Cyberpsychosis now.
Oh,
depending
yeah?
on how many... It's not a spoiler because we... Yeah. They talked about this, so it's not a spoiler. Depending on how many augments you get, how many times you use it, you'll get Cyberpsychosis, which I think is so sick.
That's nice, yeah.
I'm like, that would have been so cool from the beginning of the game. That's awesome.
And that's, for me personally, I platinumed Cyberpunk.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like Cyberpunk. I enjoyed myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it hit the highs. This is always such a hard conversation. Get away from all the bugs and all the problems or whatever. Yeah. I don't think even the story RPG-ness of it hit the heights it seemed like it was going to hit, which is why everybody's like, meh, or whatever about it. But I enjoyed it, and I am excited about Phantom Liberty, and I am excited about seeing what's been updated, right? Because I haven't played since they added in this or that or the new AI or blah, 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 blah. So I keep saying I need to go in there and tinker around with my save, obviously, because I have a guy who looks like Kevin. Get in there. Get him ready to go, you know, so I'm ready for the new DLC.
Kevin?
Yeah, exactly. I'm also excited to see with the DLC how the difficulty is going to ramp. Because, there became a tipping point in platinuming that game where I was just God. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm hacking things from, and everybody's dead, and I just walk in and do whatever the thing was.
I think Cyberpsychosis will definitely help with making that feel more difficult, right? Because, obviously, you know, you have so many augments, you're just like, I can just do whatever, and I'll get away with
it. And so Cyberpsychosis is that if you have too much stuff, you lose your mind, and, you can't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you watch the anime, right?
No. I don't know if you know this. Cartoons are for kids, except for the Superman one on HBO Max with our friend Jack Quaid. I love that one. I also love Bluey.
Okay. I don't know how to handle this information.
Back to it. I just like to give... Usually Barrett's over there to get mad at me for anime, but instead I got Kevin who's with me. Right, Kevin?
My wife's an animator, dude.
Yeah, not an anime animator. She makes video games for adults.
Oh, my God, Chad. I don't know how to deal with this.
They said this at the Oscars. Remember, everyone got really mad.
I don't remember that. No, I don't watch the Oscars either.
Someone said, God damn it, Greg, shut it. They're afraid you're going to run me off. Shut the fuck off.
Don't scare her away. We like her. Don't alienate the new girl.
We're so sorry for the mess in this house, Greg. So you'll watch Bluey, which is a good show, but you won't watch anime?
No, I'm totally joking. I've watched anime before. It's just a character
name
thing.
One.
It's like DC. I loved Howl's Moving Castle back in the day when that came through Columbia, Missouri. Right. When it came through Columbia, Missouri, that was my first introduction to that kind of art style and stuff like that.
But anime series?
No, I don't watch anime series, but that's just because it's not my jam. Seriously, Barrett tried really hard for me to connect with My Hero. And so I watched it and I enjoyed it fine because he's like, you're a superhero guy. This would make sense. And it just wasn't my jam.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm also the guy who says I want movie theaters to die because I just want everything to be ready to download and watch when I want to watch it.
You just want to fart at home in peace while you're watching movies.
Pretty much. It all comes back to I want to get back to gaming as soon as possible. The show, whether it's live action, whether it's a movie, whether it's a cartoon, whether it's anime, whatever, if I'm watching it, it has to be better than playing a game. And I love playing video games. So, every moment of my life is just constantly trying to get something done so I can get back to a video game.
So you're basically just a big child.
100%.
Got it. Okay, understood.
But the Superman show is good if you haven't watched it. And it's an anime, kind of. I mean, it's anime influenced.
It's Invincible style, right? The art style?
No.
No?
I mean, I think Invincible has a very specific art style kind of thing they're going for. Yeah. This is way more anime. You know, when you got Michael Hyams all about it. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
If Michael Hyams flipping out about how they designed it, Lois Lane, and they give her the little red cheeks when she gets embarrassed, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's cute. Okay, I see. Yeah, someone points out, but that's a child that doesn't like cartoons. You're right, he's not a child. I
like real Ghostbusters.
Troll under the bridge.
Like extreme Ghostbusters, you know what I mean? They're making a Ghostbusters cartoon movie eventually, they say. I'll be there for that day one.
Oh, you should watch the Cyberpunk anime. It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Is it better than right now we're watching The Bear?
I was going to start The Bear, but I have not started it.
Okay. Is it better than, what did we just watch? Black Mirror. I like Black Mirror a lot.
You can't really compare that. Mm, You know what? If you were able to compare it to a show, Black Mirror would probably be the closest because like they're both kind of on the tech brink of like, oh, dystopia or whatever.
Sure.
It's still hard to compare the two. It's pretty good. I won't say it's like the best anime ever.
Yeah.
But I will say if you like cyberpunk story, this delivers a story in the cyberpunk universe way better than the game did.
Okay.
Which is why the DLC seems more interesting to me because this expands off of things that were established in this anime. And yeah, I don't know. It's just really cool.
I'll give it a shot for you, Stella.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah. And you know, the fan service is like minimal-ish. There are hot cyberpunk girls. I mean, what, you know.
I mean, come on, that's just cyberpunk.
Yeah, it is just cyberpunk. Yeah. So
cool. All right.
But yeah, if you want it,
I do want to be ready for the DLC.
Yes, okay. I will definitely tell you to watch this. And there are already Easter eggs in the. Oh, is this telling me to get to
No. Kevin, that's not live. That's program monitor.
Oh,
so
got
Kevin
it, okay.
can prep stuff for when we get
there.
Like,
sorry,
we should have told you ahead of time.
Kevin, I'm going.
For the most part, it's what's live. Oftentimes, it's Kevin tweaking something.
Okay. But yeah, no, it definitely will prepare you for it. There are already Easter eggs in the game where you can get like certain character shotguns.
How many episodes?
Weapons.
A lot?
It's only one season. It's not a lot. And the episodes are pretty short. Chat, how short were the episodes and how long was it? How many episodes? I don't remember.
I forget. Is Netflix too? Is that what I'm going?
Netflix, yes. Netflix. So it's really easy.
Okay. I remember people liked
Listen
it.
Up, kiddos. Ah! Mexico.
10 episodes.
Sorry, I was trying to pull it up and find it, but Netflix auto plays audio. My bad, guys.
10 episodes, 20 minutes.
There you go. Yeah.
5 minutes.
25.
30 minutes says this. You guys got to decide. This is the worst thing about asking chat.
Well, I also might not have like standard episode lengths because Netflix does that.
Kevin, do me a favor and don't take
got
the chat.
Talking
side.
About One Piece.
All right.
I love One Piece, but I definitely can't recommend that to Greg. Greg will not.
Hold on. Shit.
There's only like 1,200 episodes right now, or 1,500 or something like that.
You want to know something I haven't talked about?
You're really into One Piece now?
I like One Piece and Indian food now. No. At SGF, I haven't talked about this anywhere.
Okay.
Because the embargoes didn't line up. At SGF, they announced that Sandland game.
Oh, yeah.
That's based on a manga or whatever, but has an anime look to it or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And that's an action RPG, and I went and did a demo of that.
Okay.
Hands-on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I want to play this. And that's totally not my art style or like thing.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this seems like a fun action RPG. It's goofy. I like the animations. I like the combat of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking forward for that one to drop and get out
Interesting.
There.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. The name put me off, but the art style pulled me in. So I'm just I'm teetering right now. So.
Okay. I think when you get on sticks, you might like it.
Okay. Interesting.
Or for you, mouse and keyboard.
Oh, well,
I play console. I have control. Oh my god, this guy, dude.
I'm gonna
Chat, how do you deal
let
with
me
him?
Control left tab to the other one to do okay, my taxes. Right. Oh, I'm doing this too.
Hunched over, boyfriend begging you to come cuddle on the couch and play a video game. Like, no, I'm playing my games.
Everybody, look at the numbers going up. I'm playing games. Click, 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 click.
You sicken me. Your whole species of PC gamers sicken me.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Ooh, Kevin, this is fun. Whoa. Oh, I'll go to my little Bank of America profile and pay off my card while I'm here. Okay, now I'm back to the game. I've tabbed over. Whoa. Oh, no, it failed. Let me reinstall my driver. I'll reboot, but my BIOS isn't good. Oh, well, I'll hold F5 and restart the computer.
I've lived it, ma'am. This is why I hate it, because I've lived it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Kevin has to control. Kevin's keyboard has to go outside in the sun to charge. That's PC gaming for you.
What? Wait, can we elaborate on that?
No. when we were work from home, Kevin had a solar powered keyboard, and I forget what happened where it broke and it wouldn't charge normally, so he had to take it outside and leave it.
It can charge with ambient light as well, so like just light from your house, right?
Okay.
Like electric light, but. It was really old because I haven't just had it during the pandemic. I had it for years beforehand.
Okay.
So it was dying. So it actually needed to get sunlight to charge better.
It's like a person. Yeah. I just needed to. It's like a plant. I just needed to put it outside for a little.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. But, you know, that's the opposite of Greg. He's never seen sunlight ever. Look at his skin.
First off, look at that, everybody.
Oh my god, it can.
That's how white I could be. So even this is an improvement, everybody.
It gets
all right.
Brighter! Don't zoom in. That's a flashbang for the viewer.
I'll tell you what, it even shocks me sometimes. It's hot, you know, in the summertime nowadays. And so when I put on shorts now and I have my armrest on my leg, I'm like, damn, that's some wet-ass skin right there. You know what I mean? Like, hot damn, that is a white thigh you're getting right there.
Is that why Jen's always wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, exactly. she it reflects off my legs onto her. That's how she
tans. That's what she gets. Yeah, she gets a nice tan. Oh, yeah. My God. I hate how close our brains are. It sickens me. All right, moving on. There's a haptic suit for Assassin's Creed. No, don't. Assassin's Creed Mirage, which is very weird. I didn't expect this at all.
No, nobody expected this.
I don't think. This looks like a weird sports. This looks like those you know,
Under Armour.
Yeah, but it has a zip up, so it looks like one of those little waist trainer fupa cover things that you zip up.
Okay. Sure. I think it kind of looks like a biker jersey.
It does. Not a biker,
but you're biking.
Yeah. I should go lift in this.
Yeah. Anyways. You should do that.
Anyways. yeah, Kevin, please show. He's already showing it because he's amazing.
OWO.
OWO?
That's definitely what I mean. If you pronounce it, but it's all caps, so it's got to be OWO, right?
It's OWO. It's an OWO and Ubisoft have partnered to bring physical sensations to Ubisoft's game portfolio. The collaboration begins with Assassin's Creed Mirage, the latest installment in the popular franchise, with a haptic suit that promises to, quote, incorporate some exclusive sensations never felt before.
Their hashtag is Feel the Assassin. That's what their hashtag is.
Is it actually?
Yeah. If Kevin goes back to the other one, it's on there, I think. It says Feel the, when it gets the actual.
Someone said it's the BBL jacket. It is. Oh, my God.
It also can tickle your thrust bucket.
Whoa.
See that?
Yeah, that's right there. That's where what some of the sensations you're getting.
Long-lasting battery, and it's wireless. Someone said they're going to put that on their balls. That's disgusting.
I mean, well, we all knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, it was. It was. Via the OWO haptic gaming system exclusive to Assassin's Creed Mirage Edition, players will join Basim, a street thief plagued by visions as he seeks answers and justice, and will be able to experience the impacts felt by the in-game avatar. The suit will also feature an exclusive ACM skin resembling the character's outfit. Initially, the ACM edition will be sold exclusively on OWO's official website. Later, it will be available as a bundle with the Assassin's Creed Mirage game through various retailers. Okay, so the quote goes, "By leveraging OWO's technologies and expertise, we can immerse players in the world, sounds, and sensations of Assassin's Creed Mirage in an innovative and enhanced way." That comes by Fabian Salomon, lead producer at Ubisoft Bordeaux, and says, "We look forward to players discovering and enjoying Basim's story with the power of OWO." Are you going to buy this?
No.
You took off your shirt like your sweater, like you're getting ready to put this on, though.
I'm just overweight, so I get hot. So I just started heating up. We were doing a lot of animations there. I busted out a cool impression.
You did.
Whatever. No, especially when you go on, right? Because while a release date and price point for the haptic suit have not been revealed yet, it will be compatible with PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, blah, blah, blah. OWO's regular edition haptic vest is priced at approximately $560. With availability in 9 sizes and weight, and a weight of less than 1.3 pounds. Aside from Assassin's Creed, I don't know why I said it like that, Assassin's Creed Mirage, OWO's haptic vest is currently compatible with 25 other games, including popular titles such as Fortnite, Rocket League, Halo Infinite, Apex Legends, and League of Legends. The bundle they're talking about here is the OWO skin, the OWO device, 20 gel pads, a charging cable, a storage pouch, and the game code for Mirage. I'm fascinated to see how much this will cost.
Yeah, for $560, I hope it would come with a game code.
It better come with it. Well, now, that's what their other ones are charged at. So we don't know if it'll actually be this. We don't know if that'll actually be the price here. But, no, I would not buy this. I don't play games and I'm like, man, I wish I could feel it. You know what I mean? Kevin, you go to 40 movies all the time. Is this something that interests you at all?
Well, I think that this would be certainly something fun to play with on stream, potentially.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're like, do you want to take a demo of it? I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you want us to send you an OWO? I'll say, oh, yeah.
Can I send you an OWO?
Yeah. Let's start doing the IGN straplines for the review. OWO review. Oh, my. OWO. More like, oh, my.
Oh,
or,
God.
OWO. Oh. Cool your jets. Don't buy this one just yet.
I like that
Not
one.
Tom That's Marks, good. And let me tell you what I think.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he would totally do that. I don't know. Okay, but I can't get over the fact that it can be used in Fortnite, Rocket League, Halo Infinite, Apex Legends, and League of... I'm sorry, but I don't... So I went to Sandbox VR, right? Where they put, the suits
on.
It's not, as tight as that, but, you could feel when someone would shoot you, because, of course, the first thing that my friends did as soon as we got
turn
suited
and shoot
up,
each other.
Yeah, everyone just shot each other. I didn't like the feeling.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine this would be fun to feel in like Halo Infinite or Apex. Imagine getting skewered in Halo Infinite and feeling that on
the... I mean, just the hidden blade. Somebody else is hitting you with the hidden blade in Assassin's Creed. Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, and Rocket League, how is that going to work? Are you the car? Are you the ball? Like, what are you? What do you feel from Rocket League?
I don't know, man.
I don't understand. What is the point of this? Look, I'm all for VR stuff. I'm all for more immersion, but like, this doesn't, why? Is this, and this isn't even with like a
for
VR.
People like Kevin with their 4D movies. They want the mist in their face.
If it wasn't absurdly expensive, I'd give it a go. If we had one here and I really liked it, yeah, I'd play with it. Why not?
Again, we're not saying you'd play without. It's how much you.
No, I'm saying like if I really liked it, I'd probably buy one.
Oh, okay.
Strap it on, put my VR headset. You know what I mean? Get fully immersed.
But yeah, this doesn't even come with a VR headset to accompany.
Well, this isn't a VR thing. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know, that's so weird. Like usually, if this came with a VR thing, I'd be like, okay, that makes a little bit more sense, right?
But I'm sure OWO was looking to get into the VR market with some game.
is the cover of the mask just like the OWO logo? Like, with
yeah.
The
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know, dude. That's so weird. And like, yeah, Chad, that's what I'm asking. In Rocket League, what are you? Are you the ball? Are you the
car? Like, you feel the car, the impacts on the car. Like you hit the ball. And
but
it...
you explode.
Well, it's going to hurt. Nobody said it's not going to hurt.
Oh. Wait. Yeah. Is this going to be compatible for Baldur's Gate? Asking for a friend?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you asking for that one?
Yeah, that might, I mean, that might be good for that.
Go to ads, you creep.
All right. Well, you want me to go to ads? Just go to ads? We're done with this? You don't want to talk about OWO anymore?
No, you're fine. Making it weird. You want to wear it and have sex with a bear? I'm aware. Rawr. I didn't mean to rhyme, but I did.
Rawr XD. Anyways, remember, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get the show ad-free. And speaking of ads, let us tell you about our sponsors. I see K-Babs in chat talking about that pigeon dating game. I played that game. It's not good.
Damn.
Hatch a full boyfriend, I think. Yeah. It was not great. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
No.
See, that was the thing about it. It was one of those visual novels where it gets crazier as you play it. Really? And so then it does like a turn thing. Yeah.
I did finish the KFC dating simulator.
Nice.
He's married the colonel. He's awful.
No, oh, no. Oh, God damn. Gross. I didn't know this.
He wanted me to be a stay-at-home, like, wife. And I was like,
is this like the bad ending? Is this on purpose that he's a bad guy?
I looked at all the endings. They were like, not great.
Huh.
They were all bad.
Wow. Who would have thought the colonel? Who'd have thought the colonel, the Kentucky colonel from 1920 isn't a progressive male?
It was so bad. Oh, it's kebabs. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
My bad. I got every other name right, kind of. But anyways, all right. So going to the next story, because I'm embarrassed. EA Sports FC 24 adds women soccer stars to Ultimate Team. And this comes through our friends at GameSpot.
Yo.
EA Sports has unveiled a trove of new details for EA Sports FC 24, the first game under the longtime soccer franchise's new name. With the new moniker comes new ways to experience fan-favorite modes, with one major addition being women's players to Ultimate Team. The official reveal livestream for EA Sports FC 24 saw English national champion Leah Williamson announce the news. The stream went on to confirm players will be able to build teams with both men's and women's soccer stars, both current and historical, on the pitch at the same time.
Yay!
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was never into like FIFA. I tried it once for this guy I liked, and I was like, no, this is not it for me.
You're like, I no longer like you. This relationship is not going to happen. No. Goodbye.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, this is, I would watch it, but it's like watching, I was like, I would watch football games.
Watch
right?
about any sport. Yeah. Exactly. Sports are fun to watch and hang out with friends who are into them. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Sports games, I'm just like, I'd rather be doing it. Right. So that's my thing. But this is actually really cool.
It's a great addition, and it's more interesting to see what EA Sports is going to do now that they don't have FIFA, right? Like, was FIFA what was standing in the way of this before? All right, how are they moving into this? I know Ultimate Team is a bit of a touchy subject depending on who you talk to. You know, you got to buy these card packs, you're doing this kind of thing, yada, yada. I can always compare it to my faction, the WWE games, which I really like, but I know they are different. But it's cool that they're there. It's cool that they're doing that. It's cool that they're adding women players.
Yeah, I'm wondering how this is going to play and do, because FIFA is still putting out their own game.
Yeah, but it's not right away, right? Isn't that a thing?
It's not,
yeah,
but yeah. I mean, I wonder if, like, the comparison is going to happen.
Of course.
Right? So I wonder how well they're going to be able to develop FC, because, I don't know, FIFA was, like, a huge mainline title for so many people.
Well, I think I go the opposite way with it, where I think, you know, EA knows how to make a soccer game, right? So you take away the FIFA license, okay, we can't do X, Y, and Z with players and stuff, but we still have the tech, we still have the engine, we still have the stuff. Whereas for FIFA, I'm in kindoffunny.com/you're wrong if it's been announced. I don't know who FIFA is partnering with to make the next FIFA game. So if they're trying to whip this all up from the ground floor, right, they have way more to do than I think EA does.
That's true.
I think EA's biggest problem is going to be that if you are just the casual FIFA player, how do you get the word out that EA FC is FIFA? You know what I mean? This is the same thing. We've just changed the title.
Yeah, see, I'm interested. Someone said FIFA fans will stick with EA. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Well, it's gone now, but FIFA is about to be embraced. The Embracer Group.
Oh my God.
Embracer Group ain't got the money to go to FIFA right now. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. People think that the FIFA game won't happen. Interesting. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what FIFA comes out with. And yeah. Anyways, I have nothing more to say on the subject because I tried FIFA. I did not like it. And that was back in college too. So yeah. Every other game I've seen, it kind of seems like it's the same thing.
Yeah, here you go. The Times has an article. They want me to subscribe. But the headline and strapline are good enough. FIFA's biggest own goal, losing naming rights to most popular video game. World football's governing body waves goodbye to $150 million a year after failing to come to an agreement with EA Sports. Yeah, I think FIFA's the big loser on this, and I think EA is going to be just fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's EA. They always do well with their sports games.
Yep.
They'll be fine. They
now bring back EA Big.
What is that?
Like the fun, like NBA Street and like, you know, the more arcadey sport games.
I would play those.
Hell yeah.
All right, so our sixth story and final story today, People Can Fly opens Montreal studio to work on Just Cause 3, director's original game. So People Can Fly have announced the opening of a new studio in Montreal, Canada. The studio will work on an original AAA project, which has been in development for several years at People Can Fly's New York office. Built as, quote, highly ambitious, groundbreaking action-adventure title, the project is being led by creative director Roland Lesterlin and studio head David Grigens.
I would say Grins, but...
Grins? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I have the worst pronunciation in the world, but lots of times they just power through a name and move on. Mm. These kids in the chat, they don't know. And if David's watching, he's like, oh, man, sorry.
People Can Fly, which has celebrated its 20th anniversary in 2022 and was owned by Epic Games from 2012 to 2015, is the developer behind Gears of War, Judgment, Bulletstorm, and most recently, Outriders.
We loved Outriders here. A real fun month of Outriders.
You guys get that hot sauce delivery?
Of course we did. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, people like the...
Yeah, it was good.
I'm fine.
The DLC was fine, I think. I think it could have been a little bit better.
It was that thing where... and congratulations on the new studio, yada, yada, yada. we've said what it is. There's going to be a new studio. That's great. For Outriders, I think the DLC was not in the roadmap originally and then just too late. Where it was like Outriders, originally their message was, we're not a games of service. We are this game. Yada. And then it landed at the perfect time where there was nothing else to play. We all played it for like 3 weeks, had a great time with it. And then they're like, oh, well, we're going to do DLC. And it's like, by the time the DLC came around, there were other games to play. So even when I tried to go back to it, I was like, it's not even worth it. And I went off and played something else.
Yeah, I remember playing it and being like, okay, this is cool that they've added more bosses and more weapons. And there were like different like power-ups that you could get and stuff too.
Yeah.
But I was like, this just feels really late. And it feels... Yeah. And here's the thing. It always sucks because whenever you talk to the developers, they obviously really love what they're working on. They really want you to enjoy it. And I'm like, I really want to. But, like, the hot sauce was better than the DLC, so thanks for that.
But I'm excited to see what they do next. You know, this article from Tom Ivan at VGC, who you apparently hate because you didn't read his name, says last month, People Can Fly, signed a deal to develop a new title for Xbox Game Studios. The company said codename Project Maverick will be fully funded by IP owner Microsoft and will have a $30 to $50 million budget, so... I'm excited to see what they do next. Like, especially Outriders was a ton of fun to play. So, whatever they got up their sleeve.
The thing is, the gameplay loop is there, right?
Yeah.
It's just the story didn't grab me, and the gameplay wasn't.
Jakob?
Like,
you didn't like Jakob?
No. The DLC Demon Mommy was I loved her, but I also love Lilith, so I think I have a type.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like, I think that a really good story. You either need a really good story or you need really good gameplay mechanics.
Sure.
And it just kind of was mediocre in both.
Yeah.
It was just kind of middle.
It was fun enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine enough if you wanted something to turn off your brain and play.
Yep.
But you need something that'll engage a player either way. Like if it's just really bad, but it's really fun, like, you know, people will do it.
Of course.
Play it and meme it. But, you know, yeah.
People
hopefully
love
whatever
memes.
They have is good in either. Hopefully both. Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it'll be an FPS game?
No.
No.
I think they'll stick third-person action third like person, they do with Outriders. Okay. Yeah.
Do you prefer third-person? Or
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
For me, I play games for I like the story, and I like it kind of being cinematic. And so when you put me in first person, I don't like not being able to see my character. I like to, I don't run that way usually.
Interesting.
Even so, like when I play like a Fallout or I play Starfield, I'm going to play that in third person. I'm going to pop back out like I did with Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, and Fallout.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I can kind of get that. But I mean, sometimes I like first person because I feel like.
Well, you're a shooter. You're a shooty shooter.
I am. Yeah. So I guess I could. I just feel like I can see more.
Sure.
And it's
that makes
just
sense.
Like, I know the character that I'm playing as. I don't need to see him all the time. Let me, like, be the main character in this moment, right?
Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, fair enough. Makes sense. Well,
It's just a bad segue. No, it's bad. Yeah. Well, you make it bad, but you can make it good because you're like, I'm excited to see what Outriders Studio does next, but that's so far away.
Oh, I was going to say, but Starfield is so far away. Yeah, if I wanted to know what is coming to mom and grop shops today, where would I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform, as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday. You didn't want to do the jingle. Kevin will play you a jingle.
I didn't know that. That's so.
That's an option.
I like that.
That's
way
an option
better.
We have here.
I like that way better than Someone's a simp for me. Love you, Chet. Anyways, back to things that are out now. You can get it here or here.
Oh, don't read that part. That's a hyperlink if you've got a page open so you can click on it.
I mean, Chet has links. Anyways, Pokemon Go Plus, Exo Primal. Trouble Comes Twice, Arena Breakout, Catch and Cook, Fishing Adventure, Words of Wisdom, Invector, Rhythm Galaxy, Surrounded, Jagged Alliance 3, and Petchka, Historical Story Adventure.
Crushed it.
Nice. All right. And then the new dates. So GameSpot reports Summerfall Studios announced that it is pushing back the release of Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, to August 10th in order to not launch on the same day as Baldur's Gate 3.
They're all afraid of the bear sex.
Yeah.
You can fuck a bear. They're not going to let it go. They're not going to go up against that.
Yeah. I mean.
Are you going to play Baldur's Gate 3?
I think so. Yeah. It's so close to D&D mechanics.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I've never played any of the other Baldur's Gates, but I'm just like, this looks really good. And the fact that you can roll to, you know.
That was the thing we were talking about on PS. Yeah. I Love You. Available now at youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Podcast services around the globe.
Yeah.
I like that, the dice being there. I like the insane variety of it. You're going to make your character do these things, and so you'll be different, and all the choices and all the things. I'm like, this seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, this actually, you know what? This one I would be okay with seeing in third person just because I've been making my character, and I want to see my character that I create. Right?
Well, that'll happen. That's where you're going to be. It's a third person game, so you're good.
Actually, I'm curious. Greg and Chat, would you guys want to see... I've been trying to cook up some stuff here in my brain because I would love to do more things with you.
Sure.
What if we did like a D&D show here?
Like, do you want to play D&D here?
Yeah. Like, my boyfriend's a DM.
We could
totally do, like, a custom story or something.
Yeah.
I would love to do an adventure, like, with y'all here.
Sure, okay.
And I got Blessing in on my Valentine's Day one shot, which is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about it.
All right. Cool. Awesome.
Done. That was easy.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't know, man. That's a good choice, though, to avoid Baldur's Gate 3.
No, 100%. It's funny that Baldur's Gate is avoiding Starfield, and now this other game is like, avoiding Baldur's Gate.
Everyone's just like, listen, at least it's not going to be another thing where they totally botched the release of Titanfall and Titanfall 2, all right?
Got it. Fair.
No more of those mistakes, because that is a franchise that deserves so much fucking better, and we failed them. We failed them!
Failed them.
Yeah. Anyways. Did you say to do the deals of the day? I don't remember what you said to skip.
Oh, we're going to skip reader mail because we're long in the tooth, but do deals of the day.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, deals of the day. GameSpot reports Prime Day has come and gone, but there are still a bunch of great deals lingering around, including one at the Xbox store, which is discounting hundreds of digital games. Everything from Borderlands 3 to Star Wars Jedi Survivor, is on sale, giving you a chance to save a few bucks, even though the big summer holiday has already ended. So that sucks, but I'm actually playing through Star Wars Jedi Survivor right now. But
you
I'm
are?
Playing it, yeah. But I'm playing it on the hardest difficulty, so sure. I'm kind of like, I've taken a few weeks off of it because I've been gone.
But you're going to come back now and be like so rusty.
I know, that's why I'm just like, that's why I've been putting it off. I'm
okay.
Like, I'll just keep playing Tears of the Kingdom.
That means you're never coming back. You're never coming back to Survivor when you do that.
I hear it's so good.
It's awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, and it actually runs pretty well on PC. Like, I have not had any issues with it. But I know my friends on PS5 have had issues and like no fixes have been out for it, which is really disappointing.
Well, first off, it didn't run at all on PC when it launched. So, you know, let's not talk about PC being the savior here, all right?
No, and I just said my experience. Greg,
How much did PC pay you? What's Gabe Newell paying you to come on this show and talk positively about PC?
But I you want to talk?
But I will. Hashtag sponsored by Valve.
Absolutely. I'll be a Stella. I don't fucking care.
Stella, we asked people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up.
Oh, great.
Since you're doing it old school, the piece of paper, I got to come in and tell you what we did. We did really well. One thing Spice Runner points out is that you misspoke, but I understood what you meant, and so I didn't correct you. For Diablo 4, you don't need a fully leveled character. Oh. You just have to have played through the campaign.
Right, yeah, so, like, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. Then the one, the only, Radic from CD Projekt writes in, Stella, regarding introducing cyberpsychosis to Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, this is not entirely correct.
Oh.
We are introducing new cyberware capacity system that allows the players to see how much cyberware their body can take. New Edge Runner's perk allows you to even surpass that while accepting some penalties and really ride on the edge. Be overpowered in some ways, but feel the consequences of it in another way. Like having a health debuff. It's all about the balance between risk and reward. We are not going as far as the introduction of cyberpsychosis, though.
Okay.
But I can easily see where you're a fan, you know cyberpsychosis. This is very similar in terms of what it's going on.
It was blending with the show cyberpsychosis, which I think would be really cool, but fine.
Jordan Deeb writes in to correct me because I put together the show today. The Pokemon Go Plus came out in 2016. The device that came out today is the Pokemon Plus Plus. This is not a joke, I swear. It's actually called this.
What is that?
It's the bracelet thing you wear with the little poke thing on it. That's what I saw on releases.com.
That's the sleep one, right?
No, that's completely different. Okay. That's completely different. And then I saw while we were live today. Yeah, I saw while we were live, Tim send me something. And I was like, oh, I'm not even going to click on it because we're in the middle of a show or whatever. Yeah. But then You're Wrong points it out. And ladies and gentlemen, 4 minutes ago, Major Nelson, Larry Herb tweeted this. After 20 incredible years, I've decided to take a step back and work on the next chapter of my career. As I take a moment and think about all we have done together, I want to thank the millions of gamers around the world who have included me as part of their lives. Also, thanks to the Xbox team members for trusting me to have a direct dialogue with our customers. The future is bright for Xbox, and as a gamer, I'm excited to see the evolution. Thanks, and I'll see you online, Larry. P.S. The official Xbox podcast will be taking a hiatus this summer and will come back in a new format. Major Nelson is retiring from Xbox. That is crazy.
How many people have left Xbox now? Was it this year? Is this year and last year that a lot of people left, right?
Yeah, but I mean, yes, there's always people coming and going. Yeah. But I think even that's more the Xbox studios that you've seen go. Whereas like this is the face of Xbox to many people leaving, right? The face of the Xbox community leaving,
Yeah, and there was... I can't remember who it was, but someone on Halo Infinite also left.
Yeah, no, Halo Infinite 343 has seen a ton of people leave. That's what I think you're talking about more. But like when you think about Xbox, right? It's like Phil Spencer, Sarah Bond, and I would put Major Nelson there. Like what? I mean, 20 years working at Xbox. That's crazy.
20 years, dude.
Wow. Congratulations, though, on quite the career, Major Nelson.
He didn't say where he's going next?
No, just taking a step back in the next chapter of his career. We'll see what that means.
Do you think he's going to go to Netflix games like everyone else has?
I don't know if the writing on the walls is positive over there. We'll see where you go with that. I think you take some time off and figure it out, but man, that's crazy. Congratulations, Larry, man.
Where's the longest that you've worked at a company?
Kind of funny.
Really?
I crossed over the threshold, November of last year, where I did 8 years at IGN, and now I'm 8+ at Kind of Funny.
Okay, so you're getting to 20. You'll get that.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll retire here, too, Kind of Funny.
He's going to die in this studio here.
I hope so. I've said that before and I'll say it again just to drive
really?
Home.
Oh my God.
If I die on camera, keep it up. Get the views. You know what I mean? Break it out. Use it as TikTok.
Oh God.
I got a team to look out for. If my death on camera will bring you views or whatever, if it happens in a recording, put it up.
If it worked for Logan Paul, I mean.
He didn't. Oh, you talking about the Suicide Forest? That did not work out the right way.
No, but like numbers. If you're talking about numbers.
Yeah. So I die on camera and then Kevin launches his own energy drink.
No? Okay, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
No, I mean, I can do it. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I mean, I think it's Andy that launches the energy drink. I'm just sitting there putting caffeine, like powdered caffeine into these lemonade juices and stuff for him.
Sure. Okay, fair enough.
Ew.
Stella, you've done a great job hosting today.
Thank you.
I want you to know that
I
appreciate
unhinged
you.
Unhinged today, but
I mean, welcome to the show. Welcome to the circus. That's every day here. Sadly, you won't be with us next week.
I won't.
But I do have a bevy of other hosts. Monday, it's going to be Tim and Cameron Hawkins. Tuesday, it'll be me and Blessing. Wednesday, Blessing and me. Thursday, Blessing and Tim. Friday, Tim and Blessing. Obviously, that's subject to change. My dad's in town. I think Tuesday, I might try to wiggle out of it and figure it out. But I need to look at the schedule. Okay. I'll figure it out.
Oh.
Stella, where can people keep up with you?
Oh, God. Well, usually I recommend my Twitter, but, like, that site's dying. But I'm at Parallax Stella everywhere, pretty much.
You got the threads? You doing the threads?
Yeah. So, Instagram, someone's sitting on Parallax Stella, so, like...
Boo!
Yeah, fuck you. So, it's parallaxstella.official. So, that's on threads. That's on Instagram. I am currently training for another powerlifting meet in October.
Nice.
And I'm going to be in San Diego Comic-Con and then Gamescom later this year. So, it's a lot of adventures that I'll be posting. So, yeah.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to work with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me infiltrate. The email I wrote Greg was infiltrating kind of funny. So thanks for letting me.
It's really hard to crack. Yeah, come on. Tim's tired. Come on and do the show. You're not done yet. You're going to do the post show here with us, of course. Yeah. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we do a Super Chat show on YouTube and now podcast services. So if you're watching on YouTube right now, Super Chat questions for me and Stella. And I think Nick's going to read them to us. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kinda Funny Games daily, each and every weekday on a variety of platforms. We run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of this show, of course, on kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny and subscribe on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. No matter where you get the content, thank you for your support. Like I said, post show now, then we're streaming a whole bunch of stuff only up Exoprimal, and we're gonna have a nice little Friday. Until next time though, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Oh.
Never die. Nick!
Nick!
Ah, he's on top of me! Nick, you're muted and you're on top of me.
That's actually so disturbing.
One second. I'm not sure why we're getting audio from Nick, so let me...
It's fine. Nick, we can't hear from you, but you look great. I like this jacket a lot. Open the jacket, too. Let me see the shirt you got on here. What is this? Peace, love, and comedy.
Oh, I wanted him to float.
Peace, love, and comedy. I like that a lot. That's a good-looking shirt.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing some of his videos on Instagram. I'm glad he does the little, like, social...
Comedy breakouts? Yeah.
Yeah,
he does a lot
that.
Of good stuff out there. Nick's killing it lately. Look good, too. You know what I mean?
No, wait, there we go.
Talk about age. Is it maybe his mic's been checked?
Yeah, he was muted on this computer. Sorry about that.
Hey, Nick. What the heck is going on? Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Good.
Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games Daily Post Show, starring your boy, Nick Scarpino, hosting this bad boy with Stella. Stella, how are you? I haven't seen you in forever.
How are you? I was just telling Greg that I've been seeing your little snippets of your comedy shows on Instagram and everything. It's great.
Yeah, I've been having fun doing that, breaking out some. I've been going up a lot on a lot of really cool shows, so it's been really fun to kind of to break those out and watch myself back and hopefully weed out some of my fun tics that I do when I perform live.
Dude, I love seeing your crowd work stuff.
That's the best part of it, is because that's the gift that keeps on giving. There's always someone in the crowd. 2 weeks ago, I had a bunch of guys in the front row that were super drunk. And then the week prior to that, I had a guy that I think was on shrooms.
Oh.
In fact, no, I know he was on shrooms because he told me, I'm just coming down from shrooms. And I was like, when did you eat the shrooms? And he was like, 30 minutes ago. And I was like, oh, you're not coming down.
You're going up.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're going up. So, but yeah, guys, welcome to the Kinda Funny Games Daily Post Show. Of course, you guys know the drill. Any super chats, any resubs or subs, if you guys want to leave a comment for Stella or for Greg, I will read those to them, and we'll keep this party going for the next 20 minutes or so before we, of course, get into our super stream today, starring myself, Greg Miller, and Tim Geddes. We got to get up. We got to get only up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do an hour and a half-ish, maybe an hour-ish, hour and a half-ish of only up until it breaks us. And then we're going to cut over to Exoprimal as long as you want it up until 5 o'clock today. So we'll start that timer in about 30 minutes. But until then, we've got one from Luke Milo. Has gifted been a member for 5 months in a row. So Stella, we love you. And what's your game of the year so far?
Ooh.
What do you think it will come? It will be come December. Come back and bully Greg anytime.
Thank you. I love that every single comment, as soon as they see anything regarding you or me, they're just like, Stella, can you come powerlift Greg? And I'm like,
it's that thing. Nobody else pushes me around. You know, I'm the bully to everybody else, but you're the bully to me. I love it.
Hey, I don't know. Game of the year. So what I'm really stuck on has been Tears of the Kingdom. And I just, even though I'm literally at the last quest, I refuse to do it because I don't want it to end. And the amount of crazy mechanics that it allows you to do, it gives you so many dev tools. And I'm just like, I don't know if anything's going to top this. And here's the thing. I'm one of those people that's like not super stoked about Starfield. I'm one of those people that
really?
Yeah.
Do you just not like Bethesda Open Worlds?
I love Bethesda Open Worlds.
Really? And just not Stellar?
Yeah. For some reason, it's not. And I love space, hence my name, Parallax Stella. You know, the stellar parallax, which is the study of... Anyways, so it's like...
I thought it was... I remember when I asked you if it was a Green Lantern reference. Like, yeah. No, it's not a Green Lantern reference. Like, okay, whatever.
But yeah, no, I... Like, Starfield is just not that interesting. I think it is technically very intriguing, and it's obviously very advanced, but... I don't know if it's going to be able to deliver that.
Sure.
I won't know until I play it.
Of course.
Tears of the Kingdom on technically last gen hardware has been able to do shit that no one else has been able to do.
True.
And do it perfectly with like so little bugs. And I'm like, I don't think anything's going to top that for me. So Tears of the Kingdom for game of the year for me. Yeah.
Cool.
Greg, what's your game of the year so far?
I mean, it's the boring answer, but Zelda. Like, I think you can't. Look at that game and not be like, what a fucking accomplishment, how amazing that's been.
I give like a paragraph and you're like, Zelda?
I mean, because it's like, you know, it's it cracks me up. There was a comment, shit, that did, like, it cracked me up and then made me mad, but then cracked me up more. There was a comment on the latest Gamescast, which is me and Janet reviewing Oxenfree 2. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, let's review a new, not indie, but indie, I guess, you know, they were owned by Netflix, but you know what I mean? Yeah. A follow-up. Let's review a game, a smaller game. Let's do it and give it the whole thing. And one of the comments is, why are they reviewing this? I wish they'd talk about Zelda again. And it was like a legit, like, we need a third podcast of everyone talking. I'm like, is there not enough people talking about Zelda? Me and Brian just did an 8-episode Let's Play of Zelda. Like, you're going to get Zelda content. Like, you don't need, and it's everywhere else in the world. Can we talk about a new game? And like, so yeah, it's the boring answer of like, do I need to run through why Zelda's so impressive and cool?
Yeah.
Behind it, I think we keep joking of like, are we going to do an our game of the year? Is it going to be Kinda Funny's game of the year behind Zelda is? And like, you make a big deal about that. Like, you know, Zelda, like, I mean, if Starfield can beat Zelda, that'd be insane and do all these different things.
I don't think it can.
Yeah, I don't either. But I mean, who knows? You know, I'm not counting it out. But then behind it, like, the number two gets kind of interesting. What's your number two game of the year?
Oh, my number two. Ooh, if I can finish it, Star Wars Jedi Fallen, or not Fallen Order, Survivor.
Yeah.
Because from what I've heard, the story is truly amazing.
Really great.
If the amount of people...
How deep are you into it?
Not very far.
Okay.
But I hear... So from people at IGN and everyone else like who I've seen talk about it on Twitter, apparently the technical difficulties and everything in it, it's worth powering through that just for the story.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, okay, if it's that good, then
definitely. It's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm about 3/4 of the way through Survivor right now, and I had to segue over to Zelda for that. And it is great.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to get back. Well, you know, that's a good problem to have. Is I can't play Survivor anymore because now I got to play Zelda for a little bit. But I might get back to that next week on stream. I've also been playing Mass Effect 1 through everyone.
Oh, okay.
Which has been that's been an exciting time as I play through my Renegade playthrough of that, which has been great.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's the best. Have you ever done a full Renegade playthrough?
I have not. I've started
game?
It, but it felt really mean, and I was like, I have to stop.
There's moments where I was like, I feel legit sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Like, I might throw up because it's so horrible how bad you are to people. And then you just push through and you find a new part of yourself in here. That's just terrible. But you get kind of in touch with that toxic side of you that reads Twitter a lot. And then you just go hard in on that. Mm. Estimum says resubscribe with Prime for 8 months. Remember, folks, you have Amazon Prime. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription today. We would like that to go to us. But if not, please give it to someone who's doing awesome jobs out there on the Twitter spheres. He says, hi, Stella. Happy Friday, KF fam. Final Fantasy 16 fan has donated $5 over on the Super Chat and said, if I got a free code before release, I would be all in on digital. Outside U.S., physical games are significantly cheaper than digital. Physical also work early.
Oh.
Comment there, not a question. Ryan Wallhagen is giving $2. It says, do you have an air fryer? Should I get one? That's a great question for Greg.
I love my air fryer. It is amazing. You can walk away from it. It'll shut off whenever it's done cooking, and it's amazing. It's great. I've made chicken thighs from frozen and fresh before in there, and it's so great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The only thing I will say is that the oven definitely provides like more avenues of being able to like bake things. But if you just want like one meal or something, it's great for that.
Well, you say that, but then I love your weekend updates where you do your meal prep. And you're like, I made like 19 teriyaki pork chops or whatever. I'm like, damn, that looks great.
3 pounds. Yeah. And then I made 4 pounds of chickens.
Yeah.
And then chicken boobs.
Now, are you freezing everything or you just put it in the kitchen your Tupperwares?
Honestly, we just eat it so fast.
Yeah,
so,
I was going to say, because you're like, you need a lot of protein for as much as you're lifting, right?
Yeah. Which, oh my God. So... Funny segue, the amount of people on IGN comments who think that I'm like not natural, they think I take steroids. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. You think so?
That's so ironic because I've been trying to get someone to give me steroids for a really long time. I just want TRT. I just want my doctor to just start dosing me with testosterone so I can just get swole. But then do I have to work out or can I just take the steroids? That's the question.
You have to. You still have to put in the work. Man. Steroids are not a cheat code. You still got to put in the work, bro.
No, I just want the steroids. I just want someone to come occasionally. I don't even want to know when it's coming either. I want Kevin to just come around the corner. Like when
just
I come around the corner, Kevin just stabs me right in the butt with some steroids.
I'm so down for that.
That's what I want. I want him to surprise me with roids.
Like, ah, you got me again. And I'm like, ah, see you tomorrow.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, Tobin has come in with a $5 super chat and says, you are president of video games. What series of or game do you pardon for life? That's a great question.
Pardon? What do you mean by that?
A terrible game has come out. What do you pardon? Oh. What's the series that is just dreaded that you pardon?
And so that means they make a good one, or I just say then I this game's no longer. I'm sorry. It's like, I'm asking you to extrapolate on this question, Nick. I just want to make sure I have all the rules.
That's okay. I'm the keeper of all the questions. Yeah, so I'll just speak for a Tobin and make up my own question. For
I appreciate
$5.
It.
I'm saying like a series that has gone downhill. That went downhill. That you want to pardon and bring back to life.
Oh, okay. Easily, Halo.
Yeah?
Fair.
Halo deserves a win. Halo deserves to be a big deal. Halo should be a huge win for Xbox. Mm. And so even as somebody who's not a Halo fan, like I wish that would pan out for your Snowbike Mikes, Tim and his friends who play it every Thanksgiving. Like I wish the Infinite would have been the solution that people would be loving it and attached to it. I would pardon them for sure.
Okay. I'm trying to think about...
Pixelated Soul says Mega Man. Do we feel like Mega Man is not a...
I feel that people love Mega Man.
Yeah,
right?
Like I mean, do you want it to be more than
has
it is?
Has there been a Mega Man that's come out in a long time, though? Maybe that's the part. Maybe you got to bring it back out of
Mega Man or 11 or whatever it was.
I can't think of it. You know, one game that I really wanted to love because I trust Telltale, Game of Thrones, Telltale's one, I would want them to redo that. It was not good. I did not like it.
Yeah.
As a fan of the Lord of the Rings now, I would pardon the Gollum game and get that.
You would? Wow. I wouldn't. That's nice of you. You're far nice. That Renegade run really got you in your feels, man. Like
I'm telling you guys right now. There's lots of stuff I learned about myself with this Renegade run, and it's a lot of stuff that I'm afraid to look at.
He killed
I'll
Rex.
Tell you that right now.
He killed Rex.
I'll tell you that. Oh, I put Rex down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the part that made me feel real sick.
Back. The chat was so mad. Yeah, you had to bring him back.
The chat was so mad that I made them pay me money to go back and reload the save.
Wow,
so
you
that
made
I could
them
bring
pay-
Rex
oh
back to
God.
Life. It's but I'll be honest with you guys, there was a moment because I like consistency and I like permanence. And I was like, I want Rex. I mean, if I kill Rex, he dies.
I mean, I'm a big fan of like people sticking with their decisions in movies and shows, right? Like I'm just like, don't do the cop out like, in The Walking Dead when they faked out Glenn's death like three times. I'm like, fucking just kill him now. Like, just do it. I don't, come on.
Just kill him, kill Carl, kill everyone in The Walking Dead, for Christ's sake. Let's see. What do we have here? The Kylote has resubscribed for 29 months with Prime. Marky, Mark. Oh, that went by fast. Marky B from Tennessee has resubscribed for 37 months. Says, keep up the great content, everyone. Casa de Flores has resubscribed for 35 months. Says, has Tim seen the Sonic Cafe opening at Comic-Con opened today? That's a great question. I will ask Tim when he comes to play with us.
Yeah, they listed it on that blog. There's a pop-up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
Ballers Only has donated $2 over on the Super Chat and said, hey, Stella, what is your favorite video game?
Ooh, okay.
It's a hard one.
So I do it by categories. My favorite that I really, really do love is definitely Titanfall 2. I did like the Titanfall 1 original, but like more the multiplayer. So for FPS, Titanfall 1. For FPS campaign, Titanfall 2. And then I really liked Dragon Age Inquisition for like an RPG.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I really liked that. So, yeah.
Jose Cortez has donated over on YouTube and says, Zack Snyder's Justice League is GOAT. Love you all. Keep up the great work.
Snyder Cut. Remember when you didn't believe it existed, Nick? And I told you it did, but you didn't believe me. And then we won.
Yeah, no, it went from not believing it existed to not wanting it to exist.
you piece of shit.
That was a fun vibe.
We don't forget.
Vibe. I'm 15 hours into this 4:3 black and white movie. And I'm like, why am I not watching WandaVision instead of this? That's the same. But Juan Martin has done it. He said, August stream goals. Nick takes steroids. I mean, I'd be down for that. I would do that, but Stella would have to train me. I would have to see how big
I'm
my
so
shoulder.
I would love watching that.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude, let's do it.
That would be incredible. I haven't lifted in so long.
It's fine.
That I feel.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I know.
He's definitely
going
to hurt.
But then I got, you know, I'm an old man now. So. I'm 43. I'm
old. You don't trust me to take care of you?
I 100% trust you. I don't trust myself post the workout.
Okay, okay.
To not collapse and then have to get one of those life alerts where I fall and I can't get up.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's time.
What's that?
I said it just hits up Roger and it says it's time.
It's time. Oh, no. The funny thing about Roger is I'm trying to get Roger into being a pull-up guy. Where do you come down on pull-ups?
What? Pull-ups?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been forever since I've tried them. Because I don't train for doing pull-ups. I train for pulling and pushing. Like pulling deadlifts and pushing. So
you're more deadlifts, yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could do more pull-ups, but maybe after this comp I'll do like a cut and just focus on other stuff. So we'll see.
Roger wants to be a pull-up guy, and I've told him you just have to think about yourself as a pull-up person.
Pull-ups
are just convince yourself you're a pull-up person.
Pull-ups are a lot easier, I'll say. Just because like you only have to fight your own body weight, right? So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got a couple other super chats coming in right now. This is from Shay Slay says, you watch a K drama. I watch anything with, I don't know how to say that word. Taecyeon?
I would have to see it. But yeah, so I would suggest one that really changed like my life for a while was definitely Crash Landing on You. It's on Netflix. It is extremely good. It showcases a romance of like someone falling in love from someone who's in North Korea. It's really good. It also does a really good job of showing the different cultures in Korea from North and South. So it's really cool. I would definitely recommend that one.
Very cool. Bacon Snacks has resubscribed at the tier one level for 38 months over on Twitch. Burritos Ham Man has subscribed to tier one for 79 months in roses. Keep up the great work. Captain Mark says, Stella, what is one thing about powerlifting / bodybuilding community you can't stand and one thing you love?
Oh. Ooh. One thing that I love, I'll start with what I love, is that everyone just automatically is so supportive. My first competition that I went to, I knew no one. And everyone was immediately like, they cheered for me. They were all so supportive. They were like, oh, yeah, they gave me tips on everything. Like, the community is incredibly kind to one another. And I think that's amazing. I love it. I've never met a more supportive community. What I hate is that people still are very much like, I hate the bad advice people give you on TikTok and stuff like that, where they're just like, here's how to lose weight here or whatever. Like, you're just like, that's not how it works. And people just giving a lot of false advice. And that really irritates me. I think that's the one thing that really irritates me. But yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
You have any input on this? Donated. Greg, what do you like about powerlifting?
I like those 12-ounce curls. You know what I'm saying? Nick, crack a cold one and let's go. It's Friday.
12-ounce curl, so a 1-pound curl. You like the one?
Well, no, it's a can. It's a beverage.
I understand.
It's a can of beer. It's a can of beer.
I can see the motion you're putting into your mouth. I can understand that.
Well, that you didn't because you didn't understand it.
Greg, just angle it a little bit higher, and then you know.
Yeah, Greg. how do you? Because most people pour it in like this, Greg.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the chat points out 16 ounces is 1 pound, Nick, you idiot.
Yeah, I know. All right. All right. Listen, it's Friday, and I'm clearly tired. Stardew Demon has subscribed for the tier one for 15 months. Says, hashtag free Nick. WeFill91 has subscribed with Prime for 28 months. Says, if WWE brings WrestleMania to the UK, will Greg and the KF crew be coming for it?
I highly doubt the KF crew would be. Well, I shouldn't say that, I guess. No, they would be. Would WWE send me? I don't know. That's a different conversation altogether. I'm going to SummerSlam for them. I've talked about that.
Nice.
I'm forcing them, I think, to send me to do Survivor Series because it's in Chicago. I'll already be there for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
like, they can't keep me out of that one. So that we'll see what happens.
Physically, they can't.
No.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Who's going to stop me? Austin Creed? Not a chance.
He'll
try.
Yeah. He'll boost me over the wall.
He'll literally help you.
Him and Big E have some kind of like handkerchief rope that I grab and they pull me in.
Let's see. Oh, Husky Money just got a resubscribe in with Prime for 30 months.
Nice.
Diddly just gave us 99 cents.
Oh, thank you, Diddly.
On YouTube. No comment there. Just, hey, this is what I have. Oh, here we go. Nick, playing Mass Effect 3 on Renegade hurts your soul tenfold compared to Mass Effect 1. Are you willing to put yourself through that? I'm being honest with you right now. I'm strongly thinking about going back to that save, killing Rex, and then starting Mass Effect 2. I want to end. You know how everyone's like,
insane.
When you played Mass Effect 2, you're like, I want to end with my whole team, and then you get the different ending. I want it to be me standing on a pile of bodies.
With that one xenophobic woman?
Ashley.
Dude, listen, oh, Ashley God. Has a lot of, listen, Ashley has a lot of great traits. She has a lot of great stuff.
Like trying to defend your parents.
Dude,
or
Kanan
like your
is such vanilla. They both suck. They both,
they
get out of here.
I was like, can I just let both of you die? Like, can I just like leave? It was awful. I'm just, oh my God. The way that Nick though was like describing, he was just like, no, they got really good traits. It's like, no, look, listen, my grandma, you know, at a family
listen,
reunion,
Ashley's
right?
just listen, from an old, listen, she's a little listen, racist, Ashley's just from an older generation. She's just from an older generation where things were different in the 80s. You know, I got to a moment where it was like, do I kill Caden or do I kill Ashley? And it wasn't even a fucking choice for me. Caden got his head canoed, bull. It was fun.
Ping pong.
Damn it.
Ping pong. Folks, I think that might do it for the Super Chats, unless anyone wants to get a couple in the last couple minutes here we have of the post show. So
bless you.
Rush
bless
out there
you.
And get that in.
Oh, my God, so Greg, stop.
Thank you. I'm allergic to talent. I don't work with it often.
Oh.
Paul Chang in the regular chat says we can fix Ashley. Yeah.
No, you can't.
But
chat, no, you can't. No, you can't.
We're
stop
gonna give her
it.
A shot. Listen, she's just from an older generation. We're gonna make her watch some CNBC, some MSNBC. We're gonna get the Fox. We're gonna get the Fox News off her TV. It's gonna be great. Let's see. SB Rock says Nick was just asking how he could kill Caden before it even happened. I'll tell you what, the second that guy opened his mouth, I'm like, if I get the opportunity, Caden, you're dead. You're going downtown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it for us, folks. That was a good post show, I think. How are you guys feeling about that?
I feel great. Now I'm ready to go only up.
Oh, my
fantastic.
God.
Fantastic. Greg, do you have context for this? I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah,
on,
I've seen only up.
Have you
played
this?
I haven't played it. I haven't played it.
Okay, man, I was hoping it was going in blind because that would be really fun.
Well, I mean, like, I've seen, yeah. I know enough, but I don't know it.
Have you played Getting Over It?
No. Maybe? No?
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Chat, tell me if I played
it. No. Nope. Oh,
I don't think you have. I think we played that one time here, but I don't think you've played it on stream.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
But I'm very excited, folks, as we wind down our post show here on Kind of Funny Games Daily. We're going to be kicking it over to the lab with me and one Tim Geddes, and we're going to give Greg a couple minutes to hang out for a second before he comes back in as we start our Friday super stream. I will give you guys all the details on that, but we're going to say right now goodbye to Stella, and thank you for joining us, as well as Greg. I'll see you in a little bit.